It's
it is a tough campaign, isn't it? 15 counties.
Ah, yeah, look at it. It's tough. It involves going 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. I managed to reach 238 towns, called into in and around about 5,000 businesses for a short time into each. So it is, it's a big constituency. But look, I'm also conscious of people listening to this who have sore backs today from lifting blocks, mixing concrete, doing jobs that actually really make you tired. So I won't be complaining. I get damn well paid for it. So I'm a lucky man.
When we talked to you on our show last week, we couldn't put money on you if we wanted to. You were unbackable, as you know.
Yeah,
can that be a disadvantage?
I suppose it can. People might think, sure, look, if he's a shoe-in, maybe I might vote for other like-minded candidates, people like Rory Hearn or Saoirse McHugh or candidates like that. And they might think, OK, maybe I'll give a few number ones to them instead. So that could be a danger, but ultimately, hopefully, those votes would transfer back.
OK, it's a long process. The count is going to, because there were, and we've had a number of comments already, about 27 candidates on the ballot paper and the difficulties which arise from that. It's going to go on for, 4 or 5 days, perhaps, maybe more?
I'd predict it could go on for anything up to a week, but for me, the count is a little bit like a World Cup or a little bit like a sporting event. I like it to go to extra time, a replay, a second replay, a third replay.